With a strong spirit, you can overcome anything. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons reveal the 7 habits of strong believers. Implement these into your life and take your faith to a higher level.
Hey, George and I are back. And we are talking today about developing a strong spirit. You know that everything in your life is affected by this.
That's right.
Everything. Your marriage, everything. Your children, your money, your family.
Yep.
So we're going to start day 10. We're on day 10, and we're going to look at Proverbs 18:14 in the Amplified Bible. This is a key verse. The strong spirit of a man will sustain him. What does that mean? That means it'll hold him up. It'll keep him together. It'll see to it. Will sustain him in bodily pain or trouble. The strong spirit of a man. So, you know, trouble comes.
Right.
You need to keep your spirit strong so that whatever it is, if it's a financial thing, if it's a sickness, a disease, a family thing, your spirit is strong and ready to sustain you. What does that mean? It'll come to your aid. It'll build you up. Your strong spirit will put you over the top. It'll remind you of the Word. It'll tell you what God's
Praise
saying to
God.
You. Glory to God.
Praise God.
So Proverbs 18:14 says, the strong spirit of man will sustain him in bodily pain or trouble. That covers everything.
That's everything.
But a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? We can't let our spirits get weak or broken. Mm-hmm. How do you keep from doing that? You feed on the Word.
That's right.
You say the Word. You obey the Word. You be Word-minded. Put it first place. I'll do it. I'll do what it says. I'll say it. And I won't say anything different. You say, well, yeah, but, you know, that's a lot. Well, victory's a lot. It's a lot great. I mean,
right.
It's wonderful. You just have to make a decision. Is victory important to me?
It is to me.
Or shall I be lazy?
Wow.
The secret of our future is hidden in our daily routine. That is a great way to say it, George. Blessed is the man. This is a quote from the scripture. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I cultivated the habit of going to the Word every day.
Yep.
I read Word every day. I might not spend hours in it, but I spend time in it every day.
You spend time in it daily. Mm-hmm.
An anointed daily routine produces glorious results. Galatians 6:8, the New King James says, he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. And he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life. Now, who determines whether you're reaping corruption or reaping life? It just depends on what you plant. You sow to life, you get life. You sow to corruption, you get corruption. Now, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's so true. The scripture says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, here's another truth. You can't get away from that. If you don't sow to the Spirit, you're not going to reap from the Spirit. Glory to God.
Praise
so I'm
God.
Sowing. I read the Word every day, and I act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do what it says.
That's right.
The more we daily sow to the Spirit, the stronger our spirits become. We confidently stand our ground, resist the enemy, and receive more from God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Key.
So what we're talking about today, we're talking about these 7 habits of strong believers. This is what we do on a daily basis. These are the things that become habitual in our life that we do them every single
day.
We keep these in our hearts and our minds.
It's our privilege and our honor and our joy.
It is. And it produces
victory.
Yes.
First thing before we hit the world.
It builds a strong spirit on the inside. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We have 7 of these. And I will take one. Gloria will take one. We'll just go back and forth on these. And you need to know that all of the outlines for this are available to you online, kcm.org. You can print them out.
Praise
you can
God.
Share them. You can teach them.
Thank you,
them.
George, for sharing those.
And we've
with
had
us.
Over 420,000 of these since
Isn't
we've been
awesome?
We've started 190 broadcasts ago. People are interested
in
this.
And we'd like to have
this.
Testimonies about
Please send us.
What's happening.
Yes, send us testimonies about this so that we can read them on the broadcast. Let me read a testimony really quick right here. I was listening to Pastor George and Gloria Copeland teaching on supernatural provision. At the time, I was concerned about a substantial bill I had to pay. During the broadcast, Pastor George had a word that tomorrow, about this time, someone's situation would be changed and that direction would come. The next day, I received direction about the payment of the bill, and now the bill is paid
Praise
in
God.
Full.
That's victory.
That's victory.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even
our faith.
Hallelujah.
So send us your victory
yes.
reports.
Amen.
So, are you ready to hear 7 habits of strong believers? Gloria, are we ready to do this?
Yes, we are.
Okay, here we go. 7 habits of strong believers. Number one, they feed their spirit by making a habit of reading God's
Absolutely.
Word every day.
Every day.
Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I like this in Matthew 6:11, give us this day our daily bread. That's our daily word.
Amen.
And then I pulled this from your God's Will for You book. Arrange your schedule around the Word instead of trying to make the Word fit into your
that's
busy schedule.
That's what you have to do.
You have to do that.
You don't get the job done.
So that's the habit number one. They feed their spirit by making a habit of reading God's Word every day. Gloria, what's habit number two?
Two is they build up their faith by listening to God's Word every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you getting the key in this? Is every day.
Every day.
You
every
do
day.
These things. Build up your faith by listening to the Word of God every day. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You listen to the Word every day and faith comes.
It comes.
There's not any question about it. Faith comes every day. You listen every day. Faith comes every day. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, my son, attend to my words. Give attention. Spend time in the Word. Incline, this is scripture now. Let me start over. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. How do you keep the word in your heart? Through your eyes and your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Through giving attention to the Word of God, you keep it in your heart. What happens when it's in your heart? It talks to you.
It talks to you.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Scriptures come up. You know, you get a pain or a sick symptom of sickness and
That's
disease.
That's right. That's right.
And you know, I attend to the Word. The Word is my medicine. God's Word is medicine
Praise
to my
God.
Flesh. I mean, it's just
Praise
in there.
God.
It comes out.
It's glorious.
And it works.
It works. It works.
It does
Go
miracles.
To your second page there. There's one more part to that I want you to read.
Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you don't have faith, it's not God's fault. It's not my fault. It's not George's fault. It's not your pastor's fault or your husband. You haven't been hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Somebody can't do this for you. Ken can't do this for me. If I don't do it, and just he does it, he'll have faith, but I won't. I do it. You do it too. But you need to know something else. Doubt comes by hearing also. Makes a difference what your ears are doing.
Yeah.
What your eyes are doing. That's why Jesus said, be careful what you're hearing. Well, you know, there's a lot of churches that are just popular places. This is where the people that people go.
Yeah.
Well, if the end people go there, it's not all that important. But what you want when you go to church is the Word of God.
That's right.
You want a pastor that preaches you God's
Praise
Word
God.
And how to live free.
So they build up their faith by listening to God's Word every day. Number three, they strengthen and encourage themselves daily by speaking God's Word over their lives.
Amen.
In the scripture, Matthew 8:8, it says, speak the Word only.
Mm-hmm.
Speak the Word only. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now this again, I got this from your book, God's Will for You. Put God's Word in your heart and you will speak it with your mouth.
That's right.
God's Word in your mouth will cause good things to happen in your life.
Amen.
Now this is a very important thing, and I've included in the package, Gloria, with all of the notes, I've included several extra things that I believe is going to be a help. First of all, these are, and I'll give you your copies too, but these are all of the confessions that I made on that confession CD, the power confessions that we're offering, declaring who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, what we can do in Christ, and all of these are all Scripture confessions. So these are not only on the package that we're offering, but these are printed out so that you can confess them every day. For instance, and you can repeat this after me. I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created in Christ Jesus.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ.
I am healed by the stripes of Jesus.
I am healed by the stripes of Jesus.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
Through Him that loves me.
Through Him that loves me.
And you keep feeding on this and confessing the Word of God. It's
going to
change your life. And then the other thing that I'm making available, Gloria, you asked me the other day, the daily confession that Terry and I make every day.
Where is it?
Here it is.
Okay.
I've got it.
And
I'll give you your copy. It's not right there. I've got it right here. I'll give it to you. It's also included.
Well, is it working?
It's working. It's working. And this is, I'll just give you a little bit of it. This is what Terry and I say every day. We are expecting our greatest blessing ever today because great grace is upon us all.
That's so important.
We have victory over death and we receive the manifestation of the love of God.
Praise
we declare
God.
The glory of the Lord over our lives. And we just go through this and through this and through this. And then we take, for instance, specific things like what we're believing for and what the church is believing for and what the ministry is believing for.
What you believe you've received.
What we believe that we receive and we're declaring it out loud. So all of this has been made available to you with all of these notes.
Praise God.
So it's going to help you.
That'll help
so
people.
So number three, we have they strengthen and encourage themselves daily by speaking God's Word over their lives. Gloria, what's number four?
Number four, they dominate and control their thought lives by filling their minds with God's Word.
Yeah.
That's called renewing your mind.
Oh, that's good.
That we renew our mind to think like God thinks instead of like man thinks. And it works. I mean, you say the right things, you do the right things, you hear from heaven. If you're hung up on doing what man says, you know, thinking natural thoughts, you're not going to go anywhere spiritually. Glory to God. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That's a very important scripture.
Oh, that's
Philippians 4:8. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
That's
what does
right.
that mean? That means you've got to have a mind that already knows what God says.
Yes.
And when thoughts, situations, whether it comes from people, whether it's just a thought you have or a trying situation or a dangerous situation, you say what the Word says. Now to do that, you're going to have to know what the Word says because you won't have your Bible hanging around your neck.
Sure.
So we feed on the Word. We put it in our eyes and our ears. We read the same thing over and over and over again. Why? Because we want it fresh. We want it ready. If I need it today, I want
it
in there to come
That's
out.
Right.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
That's
you
it.
Have a thought says, you're not going to get healed. You're going to die. This thing is terminal. You're going to die. Even if somebody tells you that, if a doctor says you're going to die, you say, I'm healed in Jesus'
That's right.
name.
That's right.
Casting down imaginations, bringing every thought into captivity. You have a thought that crosses the Word of God, that's opposite of what God says belong to you. What do? You say, I'm not taking that thought.
Praise God.
I mean, one of my kids, which one was it? I think it might have been Kelly. Kelly, you clean up your room.
Oh,
she
I remember.
Would say,
That's not my thought.
Well, this is the way it works. This junk, this sickness,
yes.
this poverty, this trial, it's not my thought. I capture it.
Capture it, yeah.
Cast it out.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
That's right.
Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. That's where we are right now. That's where we want to stay. Mm-hmm. Thou wilt mm-hmm. keep him in perfect peace. But there's a caveat to that. Whose mind is stayed on thee.
That's right.
So we're God-minded. We're Scripture-minded. Something happens. We don't think about anything first except God and what he says about
it. That's right.
You get a symptom. You don't go call the doctor first. You think about, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm not saying you don't go to the doctor, but you don't go. That's not your first thought. Your first thought is that Jesus is my healer. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Isn't that a great scripture?
That's phenomenal.
You give God your thought life. You think about what he says about the situation and your life, and every day spend time in the Word and receive that Word into your life and take it. You take it. You'll have perfect peace.
I want to add two things to this section here that you mentioned. Number one, you talked about this being the renewing of the mind. So I'm adding Romans 12:2.
Okay.
And it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The renewing of the mind.
Right. We are not any longer natural thinkers. We've been renewed the Word, and we think supernaturally. We think God is helping me. God's blessing me. I don't have to do this. Have to say there's a flu epidemic. I'm not having the flu.
No,
I've been redeemed from sickness and disease.
That's right.
That's the way it works. Glory to God.
And the other thing I wanted to mention again was Joshua 1:8, and this is also repeated in Psalm 1:1-2, about meditating the Word.
Yes, amen.
That's how we fix our hearts on God and get stronger.
That's right.
Again, Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth.
Meditate on it day and night.
Meditation, Brother Copeland.
Is that just Sunday morning, George?
No, that's the time. That's all the time.
Day and night.
That's how you allow the Word of God to dominate thinking, by meditating on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And Brother Copeland said that meditation in the Word of God enlarges your capacity for faith.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother Hagin says that the most spiritual people that he's ever met are people that spend time meditating the Word of God.
Amen.
And so we'll add all of that to that section, but you got me going on that one, Gloria. That's powerful. Number five, they anchor and establish their hearts by giving God continual praise and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise is the language of faith.
It's the language of receiving.
If
you believe you received it,
you're
going to be thanking God for it. If you're still trying to get it, then you're not going to be thanking God for it.
That's right. It's the language of receiving.
Whether it manifests yet or not, you've received it.
Yes.
It's coming. Yep. You don't quit. Glory to God.
It says in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times.
All times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
That's awesome.
In Psalm 8:2, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. In Matthew 21:16, Jesus said to them, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. Do you see there the connection between praise and strength?
Amen.
Praise produces spiritual strength. There are times, Glory, when
praise has believed it received. See, it's in the right place. It's in position. Now you're praising. You believe you receive it. Now
praise believes.
Praise. Thank you, Lord.
That
hallelujah.
You received.
You're
giving God thanks for it.
Yes,
thank you,
amen.
Lord. Thank you for ministering that to me.
Hallelujah.
So that's one of the habits of strong believers, is they spend a lot of time praising God.
Oh, yeah.
Thanking God for what he's already done.
For what he's done.
Okay, number six, Gloria.
They edify themselves and, quote, charge their batteries, end quote, by praying much in other tongues. I mean, that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much power. It says we edify ourselves when we pray in tongues. You say, well, I don't know how. Well, go somewhere that teaches on receiving the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Receive the Holy Spirit, and you will be able to
pray
in tongues. And what happens when you do that is you pray above your head. You pray above what you know in the natural, and you get where? In the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
Praying in the Spirit.
In the Spirit. That's
awesome.
It, Gloria.
Thank you, Jesus.
What does Jude 20 say?
Jude 20 says praying always, doesn't it?
That one.
You, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. This is how you get strong and stronger and stronger on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's 1 Corinthians 14:4 and 2:20.
Go to that next page, and there's a paragraph up there from Brother Hagin.
So we could paraphrase 1 Corinthians 14:4 like this, quote, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, builds himself up, or charges himself up like a battery." In other words, as we pray in tongues, we are charging up our spirits by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's from Brother Hagin's book, Kenneth Hagin's book.
Right.
Named Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. So we are praying. When you pray in the Spirit, you get baptized in the Holy Spirit. When you do that, you have the ability, and you pray in tongues normally when you first get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then you continue, and what enables you to do is pray beyond your noodle. You get out and above
beyond
what you know in the natural, and you're praying what God says.
That's right.
In the Spirit, in
That's
other
right.
tongues. Glory to God. So powerful and so
Praise
important.
God. Number 7, they become streamlined by getting rid of the excess baggage.
Yeah.
Hebrews 12:1, "Wherefore, seeing we're also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin
right.
which so easily besets us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us."
Amen.
It is possible to accomplish more spiritually by shaving off all the unnecessary things. You don't need more power. You need to get rid of the drain, the hindrances, and excess
right.
weight. And Gloria, I'm going to do something that you gave me an assignment last week, and I've got 30 seconds to
do it.
You said, repeat the 7 benefits of a strong spirit.
Okay.
1, a strong spirit will get you through anything.
Yes.
2, a strong spirit will help you receive from God.
Yes.
3, a strong spirit will help you hold on to what you receive. 4, a strong spirit will help you resist the devil and temptation. 5, a strong spirit will help you help others. 6, a strong spirit will help you withstand the impact and pressure of life. And 7, a strong spirit will build a protective barrier around your heart. You
Hallelujah.
Are strong
yeah.
in the Lord
I'm
and
strong.
In the power of His might.
Hallelujah.
Praise God,
Glory
Gloria.
God.
We did it.
Way to go, George. Way to go, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
Exodus 34:10. And he said, "Behold, I make a covenant." Oh, oh, my, my. His covenants are for 1,000 generations. When you say, "Behold, I make a covenant," I mean your antenna ought to go straight up. You say, "Yes, sir, I'm about to hear a promise, a covenant statement from God. I can latch on to this. There's no private interpretation to this. I make a covenant." I said out loud, "Lord, I enter this covenant with you before all your people." In 2015, I will do marvels such as not been done in all the earth nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. The word terrible there in Hebrew is awesome display of power. Man, I grabbed it. And when I was praying over this message tonight, I said, "Lord, I know you said this is the year of the overcomer." And he said, "I want you to preach Jubilee." He said, "2015 is an outbreak of Jubilee like's never been seen among my people." This is liberty time. This is time for the captive to go free. This is a time for the blind to see. This is a time for the poor to break out. Hallelujah.
It's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And Gloria, the Lord showed me something concerning all of this where a strong spirit is concerned. The stronger your spirit is, the easier it is to give.
That's true.
It becomes an easy thing to sow. There's no restraint. There's no holding back. It says here in 2 Corinthians 9:7, every man gives according as he has purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And you know, the Lord showed me that when we...
Amplify says cheerful, quick to do it.
Quick to do it.
Prompt to do it.
Prompt to do it.
Giver.
When we're strong in our spirits, it is an easy thing to do to be a prompt to do it giver. You not only hear from God of what to sow and what to give, but you do it with all joy. Now, we have so many partners and friends that are so faithful in their giving.
Yes,
we thank you.
Partners.
We are so grateful to you for sowing into this ministry, into the work of this ministry. This ministry is worldwide. It's reaching out. In places all around the world, getting the Word of God to people, and you need to reap the harvest. Now, here's another thing. The stronger your spirit is, the easier it is to reap your harvest. Reaping takes spiritual exercise.
Right.
Instead of
faith.
Just,
takes
it
faith.
Takes faith. And so instead of just giving, now you reap that harvest, and I'm calling in harvest right now. Harvest, you
thank
come
you,
to us
bless
in the
people.
Name of Jesus. You come to our partners.
You
come to our friends, and we declare that they are reaping the hundredfold return now in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, the hundredfold.
Amen.
You know, if you just
Amen.
Got one thing out of all that George and I have said in this time, take it when you pray.
Take it when you pray.
If you don't Man. Take it when you pray, you don't have it supernaturally.
Yeah.
Take it. What does that mean? That means you do what the Bible says. You believe, you receive it when you pray. You take it. That word receive means take. If you missed any of the broadcast, watch or download it free on our website, kcm.org. Get in the groove. Get on the Word. Start
right.
putting it in your eyes, your ears, and it coming out your mouth to change situations that you need changed. It'll work. Go to church this weekend. Go to a church that preaches you the Word. And next week, Ken and Rick Renner will be on the broadcast,
my.
And you don't want to
oh
miss
my.
That. This is Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
We just finished doing 2 weeks of broadcast together. You do not want to miss these broadcasts. It, as always, the anointing of God that's on Brother Rick, and to get into the depth of the words in the original text and oh, the revelation in it is just marvelous.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.